Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can download the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
I'm John Loder from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, how are things in Buffalo?
Well, the weather has been transcendentally beautiful, which is sort of unusual because we had our last October there, which was an incredible storm.
Yeah, I heard about that. So you like life in Buffalo? What do you do there?
Well, now I'm retired. I used to do clinical drug trials, but... Well, I would run around and monitor them.
Oh, I see. Well, John, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, complete it 2 times out of 3. Do that in 2 limericks, you'll be a winner.
Okay.
Ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here's your first limerick.
Candy cigarettes, they are no joke. Sure, they're sweet, and they don't make you choke, but youngsters, dagnabbit, are forming a habit, and soon enough, they'll start to...
smoke.
Yes, smoke. Very good. It's long been suspected, but researchers at the University of Rochester have now proven that candy cigarettes are nothing more than a gateway drug. The survey of 25,000 adults showed that 22% of smokers had been hooked on candy cigarettes as kids, while only 14% of non-smokers had. The researchers said they were very disturbed by the results. They expressed concern, in fact, about Hershey's just-announced new treat, a chocolate-covered raspberry syringe. comes with a little licorice rope to tie off. It's great.
I remember back when I was living in L.A., I was doing about... $200 a day pixie sticks habit.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
It was messed up. You just keep chasing that dragon, you know?
All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
New moms, check out this study's graph. We'll make your milk like half and half. You've just given birth. Now make room for some mirth. Your breast milk improves when you...
laugh!
Yes! Laugh! Want a healthy kid? We'll fire up your Caddyshack DVD, people. Because a new study in Japan has shown that laughter is not only the best medicine, but it improves the effects of breast milk. The study arranged for one group of nursing mothers to watch a Charlie Chaplin movie before breastfeeding, while the other group watched boring weather information. For some reason, maybe it was the extra fizz. The babies who drank the Chaplin-infused milk were healthier and had fewer allergy problems. Immediately after the study became public, Carrot Top declared that he was a medical specialist. But because the study centered on laughter, his petition was denied. All right, here is your last limerick.
To practice exploring the stars, we build up emotional scars. With this paradox, 2 years in a box, it simulates being on...
Mars.
Mars, yes. The European Space Agency has called for applications this week for people to participate in a simulated trip to Mars as to find out what will happen on the real journey. The 6 pseudo-astronauts will spend 17 months in an isolation tank the size of 9 trucking containers. There'll be no shortage of applicants because the study will be done in Russia, where a tank of that size is a roomy loft apartment. The participants will not be allowed to leave the tank at all. Everything they need will be put in there for them, and as it would be en route to Mars, all communication with the outside world would be delayed by 40 minutes coming and going. So they're going to order a lot of pizzas, because if it's not there in 2 hours, it's free. Carl, how did John do in our quiz?
Well, John had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations, sir.
Honored, and I think Carl Castle's wonderful.
Oh, we do too. Well, John, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have all the time. time enough for life to unfold.